You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Oh, hey, can we stop off and pick up my uncle?
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's kind of weird. He thinks he's a comedian. Just laugh really hard at his jokes or he'll get super offended.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do my best.
All right, let's go.
You're going to hear the Mosher cackle.
Nice.
Where the heck's this weird uncle of yours? I think he's showering.
Yeah, he's always late, that weird uncle.
What's his name again?
Uncle Nate.
Oh, Nate, okay. Is he going by Nathan or anything?
No, he just goes by Nate.
Does everybody have a weird uncle?
Probably. Say so.
My weird uncle, when he had a booger in his nose, would call the gopher in the bunker.
Oh, jeez. Gopher in the bunker. Do you have your mic on?
Hey, guys.
Did you just shower?
No, I just threw some water on my hair.
Oh, nice.
Threw out some cologne.
Were you sleeping?
I slept past my alarm.
Ah.
Uncle Nady tied one on last night. Hey, I got one of these.
Yeah, it looks familiar.
So sorry about that.
Sorry. We're like, oh my god. You hadn't been active for 6 hours. We're like, he's asleep.
He's turned home 6 hours ago.
Well, welcome to the Kia.
Well, thank you.
We're funny.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. So, Wendy, this is my Uncle Nate here.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you as well.
Mostly see him at family gatherings. There was this one time we were having Thanksgiving and our Aunt Margaret dropped the mashed potatoes. Tell her about that.
Oh, just dropped it like a bag of babies. You know what I'm saying? You know? Hey, pull my finger, will ya? Sorry about that. Sorry about the back seat. It was lovely, lovely Margaret. She was drunk. Of course she was. She's always drunk, always dropping mashed potatoes. I've never tried her mashed potatoes. She's always dropping it. Like we tried to have mashed potatoes every year, but no.
Not gonna happen.
She's in charge. Large Marge is in charge.
Large Marge.
Yeah, 100% of the time drops the mashed potatoes.
And did you hear about the guy who invented the knock knock jokes?
I didn't know.
Yeah, he won the Nobel Prize. Huh?
Yeah. Bravo, Uncle Nate.
Did you ever do any shows, Uncle Nate?
You know, I've been trying to get in this place called Mad Swede. I do this Blue City comedy thing. I go, hey, I'm perfect for this Blue City comedy thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Blue City, follow it. They don't put me on. They don't put me on. I think I'm funny, right, Chris?
Yes.
Exactly,
my nephew.
You told your best joke there.
My best joke.
What about your dog?
Oh, what about my dog? Yes, okay. Hey, you know, they say a man's best friend is his dog. That is bullshit, all right? Here's, it's not the dog, all right? Okay, it's the peanut butter. That's your best friend.
Peanut butter.
Huh? He knows what I'm talking about.
You gotta keep the hype button at the Thanksgiving meals.
Oh, heck yeah.
Uncle Nate.
I don't get it. I don't get why he's doing that. You know, I try to be uplifting, you know.
Where are you
uplifting
from?
Skirts.
Uplifting skirts. an interesting accent.
I know, I just picked that up. Very sorry. I thought that would be helpful with the uncle thing.
Different culture, or yeah, from a weird spot.
From sounds like New Jersey.
Yeah, it's it's nonchalant New York.
New York, I got
Chris Sharma.
Oh, gotcha.
I should be wearing a track suit right now, but not.
So where are we taking you to?
Oh, wherever you want to take me, you know, to the woods, you know, let's get high, ayahuasca, you know.
Ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca? Well, how do you say it? I don't know. Whatever Aaron Rodgers is, whatever Aaron Rodgers is doing nowadays.
The ayahuasca.
The ayahuasca. The highway of Oscar, all right? Let's get there. Let's do it. Maybe some coffee. That'd be good.
Oh, we could do coffee.
Yeah. I know some people don't like it.
All right, so we got Nate Ford in the Kia on Uber.
World famous.
Not really an uncle, by the way.
Yeah.
Not that I know of yet. I don't know.
Not my actual uncle, guys, in case you didn't know.
You know, the sources are saying differently, you know.
Yeah. That you guys are related.
By the way.
FYI.
Yeah.
So you had a fun night last night.
Oh, yeah. What went down?
Yes.
Nothing really went down. I just, I was doing trivia last night.
Oh, okay.
I was covering for somebody. I thought I was at Spring Creek Brewery.
You thought you were?
Yeah. So I got there, and somebody else is already set up. And so I go to, I call Chris, the owner of Game Net Live. I go, hey man, somebody else is here. What's going on? Like, where are you supposed to be? I have no idea.
So you thought you were...
That's been great, but I'm at Mad Sweet on Cole Road.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so this one was from 6:30 to 8:30. So I thought maybe I could do that. Go to the open mic on Thursday at Mad Sweet downtown. Nope, you're at Mad Sweet Cole Road. Oh, that's like 35 minutes away. Cool.
Oh, jeez.
So I get there right at 7. Like, people are there. They're just there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're ready. They're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm not, because I still have to set up and plug in my computer, turn on my computer. I don't have a Mac. It just takes a while to load up.
Same.
And so, finally we start at 7:30, and then... It's from 7 to 9, so the first game is from 7 to 8. Second game, 8 to 9. If everything goes perfectly. Obviously, it didn't go perfectly. So, I asked the bartenders, hey, I know you guys want to close at 9. Because they close at 9. Yeah. Do you guys want to stay open a little later? There's 6 teams that still want to play.
Right.
There were like 12 teams. It was insane. It was a good night.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm just in panic mode the whole time. And so
you're running the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Coffee? Which way?
Take a left. Okay. I'm more of a Starbucks fan.
Okay, gotcha.
And so there's one on right across the street from Timberland High School, which is off of Boise Avenue.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris, get me there.
Take your right at the next light.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, we get done. It's now 10 o'clock. There's no way I'm going to make it to the open mic. But I still go anyways.
Yeah.
And there's still some comics hanging out. And usually there's karaoke, but not this time around. And so we stayed there until like maybe 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Then finally left. I got home. Had a few more drinks. And... then I woke up to you guys.
Yeah, there you go. It's a great way to wake up.
Yeah. Well, my mom dogs on my door. Yes, I live with my mom and stepdad, all right? Times are tough. Times are tough.
And we almost left because she thought we were asking for snakes, not Nate.
Yeah.
It's like, snakes?
Yeah, we're like,
no, Nate. It's like, there's no snakes here. We almost left your house to look for it.
There's no snakes.
Yeah.
She's tired of hearing. There's Starbucks right there.
Oh, okay.
Right
there. In this hole,
yes.
That right there. Don't hit the cowboy.
Oh my gosh, even longer than the other place.
Oh, the Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
I forgot. It's lunchtime with the kids.
Oh,
yes.
Cowboy
days?
It must be.
It was one of those where the girls ask the guys out.
Oh.
I don't know.
It is.
They're not dressed up in cowboy outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's funny.
There's no snakes here. Like, all right, we'll get going then. I thought we were at the wrong place. And then Wendy's like, Nate Ford. Does your mom call you Nate or she call you Nathan?
Because I think at one point it said Nathan. And she, oh, yeah.
So. Well, she probably heard Nathan a little bit better.
Yeah. Than, yeah, true. Yeah.
What are you guys peddling over here? What are we... Mom, are you selling snakes? Yeah. Do you have an ad out? That's funny. She's sweet.
So what is this GNL Funny Nate that you're, I see this name going around for your trivia stuff you're doing?
Yeah, the Game Night Live.
Okay. Okay.
Funny Nate.
Okay, gotcha.
That's it. And like a lot of people are friending me on Instagram with that, that are comic friends.
I go, oh, yeah.
You should just add me as my, it was confusing, but I'm supposed to do it for just to give present to it.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like, hey, this is what I'm doing these nights. Come on out, bring people out.
Yes.
Because the more people you bring out, the better the night is.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, I go to Star sometimes. Well, that's my regular Wednesday gig at Beer Guy Saloon, and it's just like, it's like pulling teeth over there. Like, you go, hey, it's Game Night Live trivia. It's free to play. It's fun to play. Nah, I'm just here to drink.
Oh,
because it's Star. That's the type of town. They're not there to enjoy themselves. Yeah. They're there to get away from their family and have a few drinks, or they just got off work and they hate life. And
yeah,
you know, they also live in Star. So that's another perfect example of drinking. Yeah. Is they're not drinking to have fun. They're drinking to forget.
True. Do they win prizes at this?
Usually, yeah, the bars have either like a gift card or they're at Beer Guy Saloon. They take a percentage off their tab that night.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Perfect.
So it's like, why not?
Yeah,
exactly.
Even if you mess up, there's a 50-50 shot. You're going to get some money off your tab. But
might as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you nervous about your Bill Burr gig coming up in December?
We're nervous.
I'm totally nervous. Thanks for bringing that back up. Everything about it is nerve-wracking.
Now, so this is all through Twitter?
Yeah. Nico sent out a tweet to Bill Burr.
About you, right?
Saying, hey, Nate will be a good opener for you. And then he tweeted back to him, I hear he's a self-promoting cunt.
Yeah, right.
And just that alone was exciting.
Like, it was.
Man, he called me a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, that's what more do you want from Bill Burr?
Yeah, exactly.
And then a couple other exchanges, and he goes, yeah, you both can do 5 minutes up front.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, Nico sent him a message just trying to confirm things, like, is this real? Is this happening?
Yeah.
And then he sends a message. Yes, we'll have your names at the stage door. Whoa. I'll also give you my manager's email.
Whoa. Nice.
All right. I guess it's...
Wow.
I mean, whoever is running his Twitter is obviously very nice.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
That is so exciting.
So, yeah. So, every day I'm just thinking, okay, what's... I got good material, but what's good 5 minutes at the Ford Idaho Center?
Right.
Yeah. Will this be your biggest crowd you've performed?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. Second will be about 2,000-ish.
Okay.
When I open for Randy and Mr. Leahy at the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Name dropping.
I hope you hear us screaming for you. The loudest.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Oh, it's, crap. It's,
yeah, he just took a hard one.
Nice. Yes, that's what you do. It's when you get backed up, get back on the grind, get back up on that skateboard.
Oh, he's limping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, kid. That's how you do it. You get back right back on that.
How do you pick the right jokes?
It's, because I don't know how the weirdest show I've done was at the War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, Arkansas. And, it seats about 20,000 people, but we did some time in front of the AAA team, And it was 250 people spread around.
Okay.
And so we used the mic on the field. Hello. Hello. So there's this delay. And I don't know, like a stadium like that, maybe there's a delay. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get to be there for the check, the sound check, probably. All right, what do we want?
Well, that thing back there on the sign sounded delicious.
Just a sec.
I'm going to have a small iced apple crisp oatmeal.
What?
Macchiato.
Why don't you just order that?
Go ahead. I'll take a small iced apple crisp oat milk macchiato.
Is it an apple crisp macchiato?
Yeah.
You got it. What else
can I get? Could I get a venti, the brown sugar shaken oat milk thing?
Yeah, venti brown sugar shaken espresso?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
it.
Thank you.
I'm going to hear what she said.
Did you bring your wallet?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay.
So, 5 minutes of jokes. You want them to be your best.
Yeah,
no, we got this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got
this. This is best ever. Five stars. Five stars. Just nerve-wracking. I think I got it, but it just, like, I go back and forth, and, like, then I wake up the next morning, like, oh, crap, do I do that? Do I do it?
Wow. Yeah.
So you want the
most? Then I'm worried about Nico doing time, and nothing against you, Nico. Love you. Love you to death. You're an eager, wonderful human being, but you haven't been doing it that long, you know? Like, I mean, compared to me doing it for over 20 years and him starting in the Zoom world. And then now doing the stage, so I worry about that. And does he go first? And then I don't know. These are just all nightmares.
Yeah,
where like he goes first, and then no, Nate, you can't go up there.
So would you prefer to go first if you could?
Yeah.
Or is that? Oh, okay.
And that's the most selfish thing I will say about the whole situation. Yes, I'd rather go first.
Yeah.
I don't know. These are just all nightmares. It's all. In my head, you know, nothing that, you know, I'm sure he'll do fine, Nico. Yeah. You better do fine, Nico. You better do fine. So don't fuck it up, Nico. Love you, Nico.
I can't imagine. You're going to walk out there to, right? Because somebody's probably going to introduce you and be like, here's the local comedians. And I mean, the way they did for Jack with Bert Kreischer, was the whole audience was behind him, and I'm guessing it's going to feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, it's so, like I had a one-up Jack Wheeler.
Yeah, definitely.
Just I had to do one more step above him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I can't let this kid outshine me.
No. And, after 8 months in the business.
Morrison Center? Really? That 800-seater?
Watch
I'm doing
this.
The Ford Center, all right? That's what I'm doing. Ford Idaho Center, whatever it's called. The Idaho Center in Nampa.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Which one is that?
I think that's you.
Oh, it is.
That is the caramel macchiato. Apple
crisp.
Ooh. So it's got a bit of an apple taste.
And what'd you get? Some Odie.
The oat milk, brown sugar, shaken espresso.
Thank you.
Oh, and my little table has a cup holder back there.
Yes, please.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's pimped this place out. Got a table and a car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From so, waking up to on a podcast to drinking Starbucks.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better.
For the day.
It was amazing. So, I've been cutting out like the half and a half in my coffee. So, I've been doing oat milk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a little creamier. Better for you, I think.
Oh, yeah.
As they say.
Nice.
And this is a very nice, like, it's iced, has a little bit of brown sugar flavor to it, and oat milk, and it's espresso.
You're starting to sound like Uncle Nate again.
Uncle Nate's coming back, he has his coffee, like, I don't know. You ever have a coffee enema? Come on now, it's great.
But we are super excited about you opening for Bill Burr.
Yeah.
That is freaking awesome. Amazing.
You know, it's been a wild journey.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
December 8th.
I'm going to have fun either way. Good. Well, now, Bill Burr, I'm going to leave you alone. If you want to say hi, you can say hi.
Call me a cunt again.
I'm going to hug you. Sorry. I'm going to hug you, Bill Burr.
I feel like you could pick him up, too. He seems very small, but who knows?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick you up. You're going to sit in my lap. You're going to ask me what you want for Christmas.
I'm going to pat you.
I'm going to pat you. What's that? I'm going to name him George. I'm going to pet him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that one. Yeah. My friend.
Squeeze him and love him. And
hold him. Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Wow.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also won a Domino Championship thing, too.
What?
Yeah, did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. So it was at Watson's. It was filmed through Capital B Films. The place that where my movie.
Your was, movie. No was big deal.
Movie.
The
Playbill the Musical.
Oh, Playbill the Musical.
Which we just viewed at Mad Sweet on Monday after our infamous parking lot show.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
which
awesome.
Chris came. Yeah. The only audience member.
Only audience member, yeah.
It also followed us to Big Box.
Oh, yeah.
First. And the owner goes at the Big Box, hey, you can do a show anytime. So we were there at the Kmart parking lot. And I hope she somehow sees this, but this I'm just telling jokes as cars are driving through. Like driving through. And one of her car was a convertible, so I go, hey, you wanna hear the joke for free? And she goes, not without a permit, as she drives by. Like,
that was
okay.
A security lady?
Yeah, so she comes back, like, 6 minutes later with a security shirt on. But she's wearing her PJs.
Oh, she went and put her shirt on?
I think so. So she comes back, and she goes, well, you guys need to have a written contract with the owner of this building, a permit, something to do this. I go, all right, so what you're saying is parking here and driving through here is illegal. She goes, yes. Didn't you just drive through here?
Right.
Didn't all these other people now driving through, they're making a mistake? Yeah. Okay. And she goes, and then she starts talking more, and I go, hey, can we see your credentials? Like, do you have something that says that you're actual security? And she points to her shirt. I go, you can buy that security shirt online. And you're in your PJs.
That's the best.
Like, what are you doing?
J-O-B.
I don't trust you.
And like a band-aid on her face too.
Yeah, just like
she's like shady.
Yeah. Like, and she was with her kid. She had her kid in the car.
That's right.
She had her kid in the car. It's like, what are you doing, lady?
At work in your pajamas.
Why are you ruining fun? Why are you ruining happiness? Christmas is over. That's the last thing I yelled at her. Christmas is over!
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm going to call the cops. Fine, call the cops. Let's get to the bottom of this. Then we asked, like, what's the number for the owner? It's up there in the building. Oh, okay. Let's call them. Let's find out. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. And then Miles goes, we're a youth group. we're practicing our religion.
Yeah.
And she goes, you can't do that here too. Oh man, the freedom of religion is dead.
She probably went home and had a story for somebody after that.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I'm sure Nate ruined her day.
Yeah. But just, she was so aggro about it. And like, even like Reese goes, man, Nate went after her. I go, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's
like, there's nothing going on at that Kmart.
Like,
zero.
If she would have came up to us and said, hey, I know you guys are having fun, all right? I get that. But unfortunately, you have to have, like, a contract or permit for this.
Yes.
so sorry. Oh, okay. No big deal.
Right.
But it's like, right out the gate. Like, yeah. Okay. Okay, sweet princess. Yeah. We're gonna shut you down. But we left and we went to the big box outlet.
Did you get a few jokes in there?
No.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. All right, it is time for Toasted Trivia. Nate, we've got 5 questions for you. You must get 4 of them correct to win the prize.
Okay.
Available, there's an actual prize.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Starting off now. Oh, yeah, and you have one pass.
One pass.
Got to get 4 right.
Gotcha.
First question. From Eddie Murphy's special Delirious, complete this phrase. Want a lick?
Pass. I'm using my pass.
Using the pass, okay. Question number 2. What famous comedian stars in the new Netflix movie, Me Time?
Kevin Hart.
That is correct.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was very predictable, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. All right, question number 3. What is the name of Patton Oswalt's new Netflix special?
It's on my queue. We All Scream.
That is correct. All right. You are 2 for 3 right now. Question number 4. Name the Seinfeld star that had a racist rant on stage in 2006.
That will be Kramer, Michael Richards. I mean, I don't condone that, but I understand how that happened.
Do you?
Yeah. Because, do not condone
right. The
use of that word in any form or fashion. Mm-hmm. But what they don't show you really is the audience members just yelling out shit the whole time during a set. And as a comic, you're supposed to shut them down as fast as you can, and that pretty much did it. But pretty much shut him down. But also shut his career down.
All right. Question number 5. If you get this right, you get the whole jackpot. I'll give you the first part of the question first, and if you can answer it from that, good. If not, I'll give you a little clue afterwards.
Okay.
What famous comedian played the antagonist in the movie Zookeeper?
Ooh.
I don't remember that.
Zookeeper.
Yes.
The antagonist. Not the protagonist.
Antagonist.
So.
Bad guy.
So Kevin James was the
Yes.
The good guy. I never saw the movie.
Who also has the biggest podcast in the world?
Oh.
The biggest podcast in the world.
Well, obviously, you're in the car.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's not.
It was us.
It's not you, was it? Not you, Tom Segura.
My early acting days.
Biggest podcast in the world. Is that? Well, that's either. I mean, the people have claimed to have. Was it Joe Rogan?
That is correct.
Crazy, I forgot that.
For answering all questions correctly, win a prize of $20.
What? Awesome.
Being on the show, uber funny. Wraps up episode number, I don't know which one it is. Thank you so much, Nate, for
Well, thanks for having me.
And I'm lost, so you gotta walk home.
Okay. Boom.